brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Showdown. John Kerry gives Russia until Monday, just 2.5 days away, to basically hand over all of their interest in eastern Ukraine or, quote, face serious repercussions. I think Russia's already facing the repercussions of the West destabilizing their country. And again, it's not that I'm saying the Russian government's flawless or perfect in this, but clearly the West is the aggressor. The EU globalist combine is trying to start a major destabilizing regional war that could lead to something much larger. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, Russian troops, of course, have been massing on the border with eastern Ukraine. New York Times reported that yesterday. Kremlin website today hit by powerful cyber attack. We're going to be breaking that down. Russian government banned several websites critical of the government. Again, war is the health of the state. This is going to let Putin cement power, what's happening, by the way, and will reverse any freedom reforms that were actually taking place in Russia. Bloomberg reports that Russia is preparing to invade East Ukraine, Estonia says. I mean, these are just incredible headlines. And they're not top news anywhere but Infowars.com and GrudgeReport.com and real media sites that actually care about not having World War III. And again, this is not even about Ukraine is run by something like North Korea and the Russians are involved, so we're going to attack them to liberate people in death camps. No, the globalists that run our country will put in authoritarian regimes in many cases. They're overthrowing Ukraine because it was elected. And because they didn't join the EU. It's just amazing that we're just here on the eve of possible destruction, surfing the apocalypse. And, I mean, there's like a 10% chance that we could have a hot war start. I'm being very conservative there. It could be a much higher percentage. And I told you, I've had a lot of dread the last 6 months, and it's been intensifying exponentially. And there's a lot of reasons. The economic meltdown, the cultural decay, evil being released on every level, the hedge of protection falling from our republic. Clearly, the Russia situation, the funding of Al-Qaeda publicly. The fact that all this is public now, that our government runs Al-Qaeda and is using the threat to take our rights, that the government's spying on us all illegally and using it to destroy their political opponents and shut down the press, that there's just ruthless looting going on everywhere. Government interests run most of the narcotics trafficking, launder the money with the big banks. And it's all come out, but then none of it gets reversed. It just gets worse and worse and worse. And historically, when governments don't get restrained and corporate interests don't get restrained, you get a World War I, a World War II. You get a huge European continent war. You get a Napoleonic war. It just follows a path. And I hope we don't go down this path all the way, but we've already gone down at about 80%. And we're fast approaching all-out war, and then Homeland Security will be used to clamp down domestically and organize the U.S. into a giant paramilitary force for all the wars. And you'll have to get in line because America's losing a war on multiple fronts, and they'll be able to then teach the kids how to wear dresses, the little boys, and put them all on drugs and forced inoculations and forced abortion and eugenics. Because that'll all be on the back burner now politically. You know, we got to do what we're told of Lord Obama with the big war going with Russia. And Russia's going to use this to clamp down and seize power. Not like Putin needed to begin with. It's just a bad situation. And that's putting it lightly, obviously. I do not have words at this point to describe how serious this is. Well, we're busy worried about the Malaysian flight. But some new developments on that we'll give you. We are literally on the edge of thermonuclear war, any way you look at it. And I'm sorry, that's more important than Justin Bieber or Kanye West.
globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we have got a jam-packed transmission lined up today, to say the least. Quite frankly, I should just cancel both the guests that are coming up today, but I'm not going to do it because both of the topics they're going to be covering are so incredibly important. But the situation with Russia has deteriorated so fast and is going the worst possible direction it could go, and exactly the way we thought it probably would go, but hoped it wouldn't, that we should all be at prayer vigils, we should all be getting right with God, people should be freaking out right now. Because John Kerry has said, and NATO has said, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman has said, Dempsey, that the United States with NATO is preparing military action, not just massive sanctions against Russia by Monday, if Vladimir Putin does not hand over Crimea and the gas pipelines that the Russians own and their bases basically to the EU for full looting. And it's two different global mafias fighting over control of that plum, the breadbasket and the gas basket, where they bring most of the gas to Europe out of Gazprom. The problem is it's Russia's back door. Crimea used to be part of Russia, and the West started this. So it's kind of like Stalin was bad, but Hitler attacked Russia. So he's known as the bad guy. But Putin is no Stalin. He's certainly becoming crazed and expelling Western executives who he believes are operatives for things like jaywalking and speeding, any excuse they've got. Because, I mean, quite frankly, they know they're operatives, a lot of them. That's in Bloomberg. Look at this. I now get Amber alerts on the company phone. I have two company reporter phones in here. This is the New World Order. We get Obama alerts on these as well, where the state's going to be taking over TV, radio, you name it, even with video feeds of El Presidente. Even when the audio was turned off on these, it overrode it. That's all the back doors and everything, folks. Great example right there. I've got two reporter phones right here that I've been reviewing footage of. Some of the footage Jakari shot at the Super Bowl, stuff like that. Where was I? Going back, there are alerts going off in there. I mean, this is just total government control. And at first, it's Amber alerts about floods or missing kids. And then it's report illegal guns or report this alleged terrorist, Alex Jones, who's on the run. Your alert went off as well in there? Yeah, there you go. It's Temple, Texas Amber Alert. That's 90 miles away. A 2007 maroon Mazda 6 sedan. Here, come get your phone. Thanks. And then coming out, they're going to have all the license plates federally controlled that are going to be digital, little TVs. And you'll pay for that with your taxes, and then it's going to be giving you constant brainwashing messages, constant tattletale messages. I mean, this is a hellish system that's being built. Because we're letting technocrats use our money, use our ingenuity, use our taxes to build a hellish nightmare. That's why the sky's the limit, because they're just totally going for broke. The public is just now figuring out that everything is being totally criminally surveilled to socially engineer society and to give select inside corporate data to the insiders to be able to corner every market. And Snowden has now come out with that. You know, you heard it here 16, 17 years ago, and, you know, now the documents have been released. Of course they're using spy data to corner markets. Of course they're using spy data on the Senate and the House. Of course different intelligence agencies are spying on each other. Of course they're using it to steal patents and technologies and give them to select corporations. Of course it's used to wreck the free market. And that's why it's a crime to spy on someone illegally. You got to have a warrant with an oath or affirmation, and the person, place, papers, and effects to be seized, and the oath or affirmation of why that's happening. I saw dead bodies in a trunk in John Doe's basement when I was there fixing the pipes on April 14th. And I have sworn this, and I can be confronted in court. They got rid of the right of facing your accuser with confidential informants, folks, who go around lying and setting people up, professional liars, professional snitches, who will say anything the system wants. You notice the media and the system always demonizes defense lawyers? It's really the defense lawyers that are holding back the total onslaught of evil takeover. I mean, these prosecutors in many areas and the federal prosecutors are absolute flaming crooks. Do they go after the trillions being laundered to the big banks every decade? Do they go after the white slavery grids? Do they go after any of the real stuff, DynCorp? The answer is no. But if you are selling marijuana out of your house, they're going to SWAT team raid you, kill your dog. The SWAT team's going to beat you up and say, shouldn't be a doper. Man, I was on this website, I think I sent it to Watson, I forget the name, the other night, watching SWAT team raid videos that they shot. And like half the time they come in the house, the people are all asleep, don't resist, a fat basset hound runs out and they shoot it and it's squealing, and they've got night vision cameras and it's blood's everywhere, and then they beat up the dad and everything and they go, look, and it's like a half pound of marijuana. Look at this, you doper. You're going to jail. I mean, just what a joke. While the government brings in the hard narcotics on record. And then they push psychotropics and amphetamines and Adderall on the kids and then GMO and add deadly chemicals to the water. Over 200 plus chemicals on average are added to the water in the so-called fluoride mix. lead, mercury, arsenic, Grignard reagents, heavy metals of every smattering, total brain damage, massive cancer, total psycho takeover, tens of thousands of declassified government projects, some cases thousands of people killed per project, radiating foster children, injecting AIDS in foster children, Bayer injecting people with HIV, I mean, just on and on. Just mass murder, forced sterilization, ongoing currently, just total psycho evil. And now they want to start war with Russia. And it's just funny that, you know, Napoleon finally was taking over everything, so he attacked the Russians. Hitler did the same thing, and now the New World Order is going to do it. It just never ends. Absolutely never ends, ladies and gentlemen. Never ends. And if you go out and try to talk to the average person about it, they just go, "What are you for Putin? I say nuke him." Well, the only problem is it's not like Iraqis or somebody that don't have anything to fight back with. And yeah, the United States, run by the globalists, probably has double the nukes that are deliverable in reality and a lot of high-tech weapons, but it's not going to matter. A lot of those Russian nukes are going to make it here, and the cruise missiles are going to make it, and they're going to nuke Western Europe. And, you know, where's that going to be for all you trendies? I mean, that's going to kind of mess up your plan to make all the little boys wear dresses, isn't it? I mean, you people are out of control. Napoleon Bonaparte was a lot smarter than you are. Adolf Hitler was smarter than you are. And look what happened to them. I mean, you just really need to back off right now and not start World War III. I mean, John Kerry looks like, I was on a Knoxville, one of our affiliates in the talk show. Some of those guys on as guests sometime. They made the point that he looks like the Eastern Island statues, Kerry. I've always described him like Lurch or something from the Adams family. There's so much Botox, but why get into what he personally looks like? He's a skull and bones occultist who thinks he's invincible on a power trip, and he publicly tried to launch a war with Al-Qaeda, with the U.S. as its air force. The military said no 5-6 months ago, and that was all about a proxy war with Russia. And now they are launching a big attack in Ukraine. And again, it doesn't mean the Russians are perfect. Doesn't mean they're good. The West is starting this, folks. It's dangerous. It's bad. It's not good. And I know that's a simple way of putting it. I mean, it's outrageously dangerous. It's over-the-top insane. There are no words to describe how bad this is. And we're just so used to being comfortable. We are so accustomed to just getting away with everything, and everything's comfortable and everything's nice because we've been living off the liberty and freedom and due process that our ancestors fought for. But the bank's empty now. And the chickens are coming home to roost. And you know, I got articles here where Zuckerberg phones Obama to blast him about NSA. We have the New York Post PR pieces. The Facebook is the NSA on record. So that's PR. And George Soros comes out and says, we better not have sanctions on Russia. We better de-escalate this because he doesn't want his name on this big war that's about to start while he's in the middle of it. Because he realizes that once he starts a war flat out, which he's doing with Russia, that, you know, your name's on this, boy. Your name's on this. You think you're going to get away with this? Well, you try to shut down the First Amendment, Second Amendment here. You think you're going to just, you're not going to get away with this, Soros. In French news agency saying this, here it is. It's very important to respond and respond the right way, which is not necessarily to impose sanctions on Russia, but to actually help Ukraine financially. That means come in and loot them. And also technical assistance, something like European Marshall Plan for Ukraine. Yeah, OECD. That would be the right response. So he's like, let's be friendly to Russia. Yeah, let's come in, build them up militarily, financially loot them. Don't run, we are your friends, Russia. And then they just spin all that. Of course, you know Soros has got access to Site R there in Maryland. But you don't have access to Site R. or to Cheyenne Mountain, or to any of the other deep cover bases. Those are a few of the public ones. All right, we're going to come back to you about some of the guests that are coming up, get into the big news.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's ExtendoVite for my heart.
Heart Drop? ExtendoVite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. We are being conquered by an ideology of tyranny. That is the spirit of our enemy that throughout history in every culture and every race has preyed upon the public. It is a mutated form of culture, a predatory system where the establishment set themselves up like the Morlock. And we, the Eloi of H.G. Wells' Time Machine, which is an allegory in his own words of how the world system actually works. He was a top Fabian socialist and bioethicist eugenicist. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, or simply put, an adherent of this system that governs our world, and it's time to eradicate normal human activity in a revolution against humanity, a final revolution in their own way, in their own words. Here are some of the headlines up on Infowars.com. United Nations attacks Second Amendment. New Iraq law legalizes rape. Feminists too busy banning words here in the United States to care. They never criticize any radical Islamicist. They only criticize men having muscles or being strong, or fathers being manly, or calling anybody bossy. UN tells us to eat bugs while elite live as kings. Very important special report that just posted on Infowars.com. Another report we're going to be playing here that's amazing. Shop by Southwest Trendies want to ban cars. I sent Kit Daniels, one of our great reporters, out to ask, hey, if people want to ban guns, when somebody kills a bunch of folks with guns, people use cars just as much for mass murder. In fact, there's more people that use cars every year to run over folks. It's over 200. It's 160-something that die in mass shootings every year, most of them gang-related. So should we ban cars? And I thought they would go, no, no, don't blame the inanimate object. Blame the driver. But a bunch of them said, no, ban cars. So England is moving to make you get a license to have a butcher knife because they have stabbings are up tenfold the last 15 years since they banned guns. You can look that up in the BBC. They're very proud of it. With a straight face, they say, ban butcher knives, unless you're a registered chef, because they are a deadly weapon. It is the butcher knife's fault. So there you go. Ban the cars, ladies and gentlemen. They certainly live in la-la land, don't they? And we're also going to get into a bunch of really important news. But, you know, I mentioned this, and I'm just going to finish up with this now and then get into all the other news. John Kerry, on the heels of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dempsey, saying they're prepared for military action anytime they're ordered to do so. The Ukrainian government is massing their 1 million-man reserve army near the Crimean border. The Russians are massing hundreds of thousands of troops and weapon systems, armored vehicles, helicopters, you name it, I guess to repel that attack. Russia has until Monday to reserve and reverse course on Ukraine, Kerry says. Don't forget that in 2008, on the start of the Olympics, when they thought Russia wouldn't respond, they launched attacks in South Ossetia and Abkhazia, both similar to Crimea, being zones along the Russian border, and they actually attacked Russian military bases and killed the people in the barracks, and then started putting NATO troops on the ground. Russia rolled medium-range mobile nukes in that can't be easily targeted by cruise missiles because they move every 10 minutes and then retarget, move 10 minutes, retarget, move 10 minutes, retarget, move 10 minutes, retarget. You know, the big missile trucks. And they were targeting Western Europe, by the way, NATO bases. And the West backed off. But they're doing it again. Just to see, you know, we'll just poke the grizzly bear, just see what it does. And now they've got a cattle prod out poking the grizzly bear. But don't worry, here at home, the Big Red One is domestically training to take on gun owners publicly in the Army's public manuals. It's total high treason. It's had the byproduct effect, the blowback effect, that the military is totally waking up because they are being trained to take our guns. And they're freaking out because they're good patriots on average. The most patriotic, most awake people are U.S. military. Active duty and non-commissioned officers are on fire for the Republic. Upwards of 90% are now awake. It was 80% 6 months ago. I'm getting chills right now. I don't know what the New World Order thinks they're going to pull, but they're going to fall on their face. The problem is it may turn the surface of the earth into molten slag, so it won't matter. But the military is freaking out, folks, because they're training to take on the Tea Party. And that's not just Infowars.com that broke that and Drudge that amplified it. It's in Forbes. It's in the Washington Times. It's in the Army Times. It's in Stars and Stripes. But in Stars and Stripes, they try to report it just real calmly. Like, well, we don't like training, the colonel says, to pull triggers on Americans, but that's the new mission. You know what they did in the Army Times when that first was published 4 years ago? They went and pulled the colonel's quote, but we have the page saved. Yes, they're training for treason. And, you know, all the commie czars that run things think it's cool, but the military is waking up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your doors are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door, now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with the Door Sentinel. Go to MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com and enter coupon code SAFE for 15% off of your order. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Russian stance is preparation for war. They're not going to back down.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's real simple. The establishment serves tyranny. That's their God. Well, we serve liberty, and you know who the father of liberty is. Where there is the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. Crank it up.
Axe grinder, aisle driver. Mama says that I never, never mind her.
The globalists are taking our republic, our energy, our name, and throwing us like a battering ram. Exploiting us to take down other sovereign nations. It's time to bring down the globalists. It's time to reduce their power. It's time to throw ourselves against them. It's time to bring them down. It's time to identify the real enemies of humanity. If you found us, if you come across us on the dial, whether you're listening on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave satellite, AM and FM stations across the nation, you have found the tip of the spear. We wear our bias on our sleeve. We want freedom. We want justice. We want transparency. We don't want to be slaves. We want to be free. It's all about free will. So join the pack. Feel the crack. Oh, now you feel it. There's no turning back. 1776 worldwide. 1775 worldwide. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you for joining us. Here's the bottom line. The Russians are expelling Western executives who are obviously part of InfraGuard and are FBI operatives. The FBI has a giant foreign intelligence service they'd rather folks not know about. And then the CIA is not supposed to operate domestically, but of course they do. And they're all just running around power grabbing over there, and the Russians are kicking them all out. The Russians are massing troops, and the Russians are probably going to end up taking half of Ukraine. Now, there could be a deep double cross where they've made a deal with Obama to divide the country in half and act like there's a war going on. That's very immoral. And that may be the saber rattling that's going on. But you wouldn't see all of these sanctions and the type of nastiness going on if that was the case. So I think that's in the cards, that if the West can't get what they want, they may go with that. Or they may be trying to tell Putin to do that, but he thinks it's a setup. I think it's very fluid, because what they do is, Kissinger, I've read a lot of his books, they create the chaos and then try to gauge, like pool, they break the balls on the first go, and then kind of look at the angles. And so they've kind of queued the balls up, you know, racked them, broken the rack, and now they're looking at how they want to cut this diamond, basically. And both sides are doing that. And the problem is the Russians may be corrupt, medieval in ways, but they're smart. And so they've already thought of every angle, just like the globalists have. And that's why it doesn't work out, because the Russians will fight, folks. I mean, again, if the globalists can't beat the Afghanis, they can't hold Baghdad because the Iraqis are willing to fight. And, of course, the globalists don't care. They just want to be there and make money off the no-bid contracts. The only reason the globalists can win an unwinnable war is because they don't want to win a war. They want a bunch of chaos, see? So they really have won the drug war. More drugs on the streets, more people in prison, more money being laundered. It's not a failure. It's a success. They've won the war on illiteracy, dumbing people down. They've won the war in Afghanistan. They won the war in Iraq, destabilizing the country, turning the western side of it over to Al-Qaeda, putting burqas on the women, kicking them out of college, getting rid of, you know, Western music on the radio. You understand that the globalists want Stone Age chaos everywhere, but in their reservations, their command bases.
These fighting fish, fascinating creatures, brave but of the whole stupid. Yes, they're stupid. Except for the occasional ones such as we have here, who lets the other two fight. While he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes.
I find the parallel amusing.
Our organization did not arrange for you to come over from the Russians just for amusement, number three. Come in, Kronstein. Sit down, number three, while we listen to what number five has devised for us.
I hope Cranston's efforts as director of planning will continue to be as successful as his chair.
This is literally George Soros. Literally.
According to your instructions, I've planned for Spectre to steal from the Russians their new lector decoding machine.
15 top Nazi agents.
We need the services of a female member of the Russian cryptograph section in Turkey and their help.
That's who we're up against, folks.
Secret service. Naturally, neither the Russians nor the British will be aware that they are now working for us.
Number three, is your section ready to carry out Kronstein's directives?
Yes, number one. The operation will be organized according to Kramsin's plan. I have selected a suitable girl from the Russian consulate in Istanbul. She's capable, cooperative, and her loyalty to the state is beyond question.
And you're absolutely sure she believes you're still head of operations for Soviet intelligence?
It is most unlikely she would know I'm now working for Spectrum. Moscow has kept my defection secret from everyone but a few members of the Presidium.
For your sake, I hope so. Kronstein, you are sure this plan is foolproof?
Yes, it is. Because I have anticipated every possible variation of countermove.
But what makes you think that M, the head of British intelligence, will oblige you by falling in with your plan?
For the simple reason that this is so obviously a trap. My reading of the British mentality is that they always treat a trap as a challenge. In any case, they couldn't possibly pass up even the slightest chance of getting their hands on an electrodecoder. They have wanted one for years.
Mm-hmm. All that you say could be true. What else?
As an added refinement, I think that Spectre would probably have the chance of a personal revenge for the killing of our operative, Dr. No. Because the man the British will almost certainly use on a mission of this sort would be their agent, James Bond.
Let his death be a particularly unpleasant and humiliating one.
Good. I shall put my plan into operation straight away. And there will be no failure.
And that's exactly what's going on. Literally, the globalists playing the Russians and the United States off against each other. And there's a big fight in Afghanistan over the $500 billion a year in opium. It was only 50-something billion a year before the liberation. Now it's up to $500 billion. Look those numbers up. 93% of world opium production turned into loving heroin for your daughter's veins, loaded on C-130s and flown into Europe and the United States. Publicly. And then the police pull you over and want to ask if you have any drugs in the vehicle as you're driving your children to school, where they'll be propagandized every week about all the different serotonin reuptake inhibitors and amphetamine drugs they need to take. The government cares about everyone. It's run by good people who want to help us. No, the government's run by the Bilderberg Group. The government's run by George Soros. Literally run by Spectre. By the way, you know Spectre is basically real. You know Ian Fleming was in MI6, OSS, and wrote all those books. And he was a spy chief. You know they're just flaunting it all in your face when you go see movies like the latest Bourne Supremacy film. That's actually real, that viral research. That's on record real. That's 20 years old real. They just flaunt it all in your face. It's all public. They're geoengineering the atmosphere. They admit they're doing it, but the details are classified. It's a giant, got to be a $100 billion program a year. What we know about is $5 billion Department of Energy. I mean, who knows what these nutcases are up to? All I know is it's going on. We better find out exactly what's happening. And we don't have time to sit here and debate this anymore. And they've got a plan during a foreign war to get us all lined up behind the executive to stage attacks and say domestic groups in the Tea Party have joined with foreign powers, and they think the military is dumb enough to actually go up against the gun owners in a civil war while the communist czars and New World Order minions working for the banks sit in their armored fortresses and watch us kill each other. And you know what? We may be dumb enough to do it. I don't know. I mean, it's just so frustrating to know how it all works, to understand basically every angle of it, and just sit here and watch it happen. The good news is the Pentagon, what was it, already 5-6 months ago, said no about the Syria escalation and the open public arming of Al-Qaeda, because the military knows about Benghazi now. They were all watching it on drone feeds, and hundreds saw it, folks. Thousands were told about it, and people don't care anymore in the military. They're not scared of getting arrested or disappeared. They picked Bradley Manning to blame because they knew they could talk about him being a transgender and discredit anybody that was a whistleblower to scare everyone in the military from leaking information. But you can't stop the enlisted and non-commissioned officers when they're being given manuals demonizing the Tea Party and gun owners and veterans who are their daddy and their mommy at home. It's over. You traitors have been identified. You think we were just going to sit here, the Patriot Movement, while you built this tyranny over the last 50 years? We've been holding you back. We've been exposing you. We've been laying your program out. People warned me, and I activated as an organic Texan against the enemy, and others are activating. We don't need to be part of an organization, a group, or have any formal training. We got guts. We got resistance. We've been trained in the streets fighting you. 19 years on the air up against the enemy, and now I'm not a learner. I'm a master. But becoming a master, I know how little I do know. But compared to the general public, oh, it's unbelievable. Compared to the average, even commissioned officer, they don't understand what's happening. They've got pieces. They're smart, but they don't have it decompartmentalized. And the magic of this broadcast and the importance of this transmission is we are decompartmentalizing in front of everyone the entire system. The enemy's been very sloppy because all their pieces are right there. And they even have master documents that Brzezinski and others have written describing how the pieces go together so that they can communicate with high-level State Department and CIA, Defense Intelligence, and DARPA groups. Because even their top people that have gone to MIT and Harvard bought the lower-level brainwashing of the system and still believe the system's good and don't understand three- and fourth-dimensional warfare and don't understand full-spectrum globalist dominance and a war against humanity and the eugenics program. So they have to be given books that were secret, like Tragedy and Hope, that the plates leaked. And they quickly tried to stop the publication later, but they didn't. And we've got folks that republished it, and we sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. 1,100 pages detailing their entire plan. And it gets worse than that. Hey, guys, do me a favor and get me a pair of pliers. It's not a big deal, but the earpiece just came off in my ear. And it was feeling weird this morning. It was halfway on there. And it's about to slip completely into my ear. And I just want to get it out right now. You can go ahead and do it on camera. This will be interesting for all the viewers. Just bring me pliers, small needle nose pliers. And I don't have a lot of time to go. I'm not mad or anything. It's not your fault. I just feel it slipping deeper in my ear right now. I want to stick the pliers in my ear and get it out right now. And that's why I want those fancy earpieces that are contiguous, not with these ends. I've been wanting those for a couple years. I think we even have them in the boxes in there. In fact, after today, I'm not going to have this earpiece anymore. That's a directive. If I come in here tomorrow, and I'm just saying this now because I can't live like this, I may have to go off air then if you guys can't give me needle nose. It's not a big deal. It's just that, you know, I got the earpiece in my ear, and I need needle nose right now. Okay? Anyways, long story short, folks, this is a serious situation that we're dealing with, and we have to admit that the globalists are doing this. We have to look at their programs. Look at their plans, and we have to stop being so naive about all this. Not really needle nose, but try to get this out here. I'm going to do this myself. Can one of you come in here and stick these in my ear and get the damn thing out? I mean, you know, it's not a big deal. Listen, I can't have these earpieces anymore. I'm 2 years in, I think. You know, we got them in there. I don't understand it. We got piles of equipment to the freaking ceiling around here. And you see it, just grab it. Mm-hmm. It's no big deal. I've had one go all the way in before, and I had to, you know. I just go to rebroadcast. I'll do it. Let me have the damn things.
Restraining order against the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives for fears the federal agency could soon bust down its doors.
What the ATF has determined time and time again is that there is five operations on the AR-15 receivers that need to be left undone, that still need to be milled by the customer in order for it to be considered not to be a firearm.
Here's the problem. A manufacturer has made one in plastic with different material and colors.
This is plastic, this is metal.
Which show the person building it exactly where to drill.
Aries Armor says the ATF is threatening to shut them down if they don't hand over some 5,000 names of people, customers.
Show that to everyone who says registration doesn't lead to confiscation. The ATF demanding customer records of a product they don't approve of. We already see magazines being banned in parts of California and Connecticut. and guns banned in New York based on cosmetic features. And on the other side of the ranch, the ATF ran guns into Mexico under Operation Fast and Furious, a fact that the Attorney General Eric Holder perjured himself about.
Attorney General Eric Holder was sent briefings on the controversial Fast and Furious operation as far back as July 2010. That directly contradicts his statement to Congress. Listen to what Holder told a Judiciary Committee hearing on May 3rd this year.
I'm not sure of the exact date, but I probably heard about Fast and Furious for the first time over the last few weeks.
Yet internal Justice Department documents show that at least 10 months before that hearing, Holder began receiving frequent memos discussing Fast and Furious.
You can find more reports at Infowars.com.
So we have Gideon right there.
What's his name?
The ultimate survival bug-out lightweight fishing pole is M-Rod. Made by a family-owned American company and assembled in Idaho, M-Rod fishing gear comes with a lifetime warranty and 90-day money-back guarantee. M-Rod weighs just 8 ounces and breaks down to 14 inches. M-Rod's indestructible stainless steel compact design makes it perfect to take anywhere. Cast your eyes now at M-Rod.com. That's E-M-M-R-O-D.com. M-Rod. Fish to survive. Survive to fish.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from TerraGenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call TerraGenics at 866-369-3678 or visit TerraGenics.com. TerraGenics.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're here in the Red River District.
district of downtown Austin, Texas, where last night a suspected drunk driver crashed through a barricade, killing two people and injuring 23 others. Now we're going to ask some of the locals, as well as the out-of-towners, if we should consider banning cars, just like how gun control advocates are always demanding that we ban guns after a shooting. So did you hear about what happened last night with the...
I just heard right now.
Really? So what do you think about it?
Drunk people suck.
I think those kinds of things happen when you have a bunch of drunk people all together in one place.
I hate to say it, it's almost like terroristic, like what happened last night is bad, yeah.
I don't know. I guess there was an accident. I think that people are idiots.
Considering that the driver drove a car and killed people using a car, do you think we should have a ban on cars?
Probably.
I think so. Ban cars, for sure.
Absolutely. We should just ban everything.
Ban everything. Ban pencils, ban knives.
Hell.
Ban walking on the street, because, hey, you can trip and fall and kill yourself.
I mean, people are always saying we should ban guns after a shooting event, so maybe we should just ban cars, too, right?
No. But I don't think we should have so many guns.
There should be, I mean, they are weapons in the right hands. I mean, just like a plane can be used as a weapon.
I do believe it's important to keep laws progressing towards reducing firearms and reducing cars and the use of cars.
I mean, we should just stay in our bedrooms with mattresses strapped to us.
Put a straitjacket on you.
And yeah, maybe I can put pillows over my head.
They're not really comparable, though. I mean, you ban cars, people can't get around. You ban guns, people can't, I don't know, be stupid and shoot each other.
I think guns are, they're made to kill, like, you don't get a gun thinking, oh, I'm just going to, like, you know, play this. Guns are made to kill things and kill people, and I think people should, it should be harder for people to get guns.
Well, I have a lot of guns myself, but they never killed anybody.
I mean, I'm not saying that I think you're crazy, but I think it should definitely be harder for people to obtain things that are made to kill people.
I know it was like a certain right that we were given in the beginning, but I mean, at the end of the day, facts are facts. The Constitution is, what, 200 going on 300 years old, so, I mean, it was a whole different situation than now.
Do you know that the reason the founding fathers wrote the Second Amendment was based on ancient philosophers such as Cicero, Livy, and even Machiavelli, who was known for giving advice to tyrants, that they all wanted an armed population to defend against tyrants, and not so much for hunting. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well, now you know.
If we're using the guns to, like, fight against tyrants, that would make more sense. But seeing as we live in America, I don't really feel like that's necessary anymore.
Because you don't?
I don't, actually, you know. Because we don't really need guns, I guess. People are just going to get hurt. It's like, what's the point?
I do realize that majority of the murders that happen around the world have been committed by governments, which has been termed democide. What's your take on that?
Well, I don't believe in violence.
Yeah, we should ban pizza.
Hey, pizza? Yeah, I'm fat, whatever. That's my choice. Personal choice.
So you're saying that you're responsible and not the pizza, correct?
Yeah, it's life choices.
So you'd say that the driver was responsible and not the car, right?
Hey, it's an instrument.
So you would say the shooter is responsible and not the gun, correct?
Yeah, I would.
So you believe in personal responsibility?
Yeah, I do.
Now, in the filming of this report, I had to stay out of the way of multiple cars. I almost got hit by a golf cart at one point. Yet, we do not see Michael Bloomberg spending millions of dollars to fund an anti-car movement. This is Kit Daniels reporting for InfoWars.com.
So, folks, there is the report with Kit Daniels, and I think it basically says it all. That now we need to ban cars because it's the fault of the car that ran over a bunch of people and dozens got injured, several died. It's not the fault of the driver. And that is the new system where we're all guilty for what other people do. And inanimate objects are guilty as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.